gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday Night Live Show 9/13/2019. Friday the 13th, and it's going to be the harvest moon tonight. And, oh, I'll tell you what. I hearken back, and I've talked to you about it before, because I remember a harvest moon some time ago, you know. And I can remember driving through a cornfield in Illinois in the middle of the night going fast. And I remember that big harvest moon, but little did I know that there was a battle going on back then, a battle of the harvest moon, and it was being perpetrated between the Soviet Union and the United States. So, if one looks at that, let me see if I can find that here. I don't know if you've ever seen. Anyway, here it is. Russians had a race with us for particle beam weapons. During the 1977 beam weapons race between the U.S. and the USSR, it had been razor close. The U.S. was striving to get its moon base in Copernicus crater operational with beam weapons, while the USSR was striving for operational particle beam weapons in Earth orbit. The Soviet Union launched a large twin satellite, the Cosmos 929. It is manned, equipped with particle beam weapon. After 2 months of checkout, it blasted an American spy satellite as it passed over the Petrozavodsk Observatory in northern Russia on 9/20/77. The satellite erupted into immense fireball in the space seen as far away as Helsinki, Finland, which was about 300 miles away. And it was described as a jellyfish-like UFO in the news. On 9/24/77, the Soviet Navy abruptly expelled all foreign fishing trawlers from the Barents Sea, and the Soviet trawlers in European waters were called home. By 9/26/77, the Americans on the moon were almost operational with their first beam weapon. But they were too late. A second Russian twin satellite was in orbit. This one was a special beam weapon. It bombarded the moon base with deadly neutron radiation throughout 9/27 of 1977, the night of the harvest moon. The moon base astronauts died as if from a neutron bomb, and America had lost the battle of the harvest moon. Now, since that time, we did recuperate. And you can thank old Ronnie Ray Gunn and some of the things that he did, all right? But I'm telling you, there is a war on, and this war is just not between countries. And if you've been able to do any live streaming, some of you probably live stream some of the Steve Quayle's big conference down in Branson on the, aliens and basically coming up with what the alien threat and who the aliens really are and what's going on. And I've watched some of it today. Quite interesting. But I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, in watching it, what it boils down to is this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Without Lord Jesus, you're not going to be able to make it in what is going to be coming up on this planet. And I will tell you this, is that what you start to get, and what you start to understand, is that you've got Lucifer, the devil, you've got him operating on all these different levels, trying to create on this planet a counterfeit of Lord Jesus's Messiahhood, and the devil wants to create, old Lucifer wants to kill a whole bunch of people, and he wants to try to steal their souls, okay? And he wants to take the power from all of that and all of the different things, the hybridization programs, the genetic programs of the fallen angels and of the grays and of all those they've been talking about down there in Branson today. And he wants to try to destroy the beauty of the creation. And he wants to try to usurp Lord Jesus' place on this planet. But I'm going to tell you what, that is not going to be what it's going to be. But what's going down is going to be quite interesting, if you know what I mean. And I'm just going to go back to it where I've been told to go to so many times, because it is what is getting ready to happen. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. It says, be not troubled, but yet you still might die in some of these things, you see. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. There's been about 2,144 quakes on the map in California today. Or in the last day or two, I guess, a couple days. There's been interesting quakes outside of Cherokee, North Carolina. I've known and been up in that area a lot in the past. Beautiful area up and through there. But there was been also down in the last night, prior to the start, I guess, today of the Branson Conference, just south of Branson, across the border in Arkansas, there was about a 3.4 or 3.7 quake down there. So there's all kind of stuff that's getting ready to start going on. And now, just as I was telling you last night, we got another storm. Looks like it's going to do the same track almost. It could be somewhat different, but the same track as Dorian. But I will tell you what the Lord Jesus says after what I've just read you is that all of these are just the beginning of sorrows. This is just beginning. And then he also goes on to say, as we skip over to the other verse here in Matthew 24, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But I'll tell you what, I was encouraged to hear from several of the speakers, Brother Quayle and all the different ones, and L.A. Marzulli and their people, that by golly, and Michael Lake, that you need to strap on the full power of the Lord and the full armor of God. And then you take that on and you get your muscle memory. I was listening to Dr. Michael Lake. Get the muscle memory, just like you could take apart your, for the old timers, your M1 or your M14 or your M16. And put it back together again blindfolded. You got the memory of what and how to do it. For athletes, you get muscle memory and to do different things and to run a certain way or to, for a fighter to punch or to kick a certain way. And fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that all of this stuff needs to be taken on, and we need to stand up for Lord Jesus, stand up for our families. You have on the one hand in the political realm and the police and military and this martial law sort of realm, you have Beto O'Rourke saying he's Hell yes, he says. We're going to come and we're going to take your AR-15s, your AK-47s. All of those demon commie rats on TV, I watched some of them because I wanted to just verify once again who they are. And if you didn't watch, you should watch some of the news footage that shows and depicts it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. They're coming for you if you're a Christian, if you're a veteran. If you believe in Lord Jesus, if you believe in a literal interpretation of the Bible, well, then by and large, they're coming for you. You see, if we go over to here and we look also then at Luke 21, and I'm going to do that. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. We're having two big, pretty large asteroids pass by the planet. Not as close as one we did a little while ago, a month or so ago, which was inside of the lunar orbit. But these are still fairly close, relatively speaking. So we're getting some of those things that are perhaps coming from space to come and to land on the planet. The U.S. military is tracking, and I've talked to you some about it, about tracking something coming from deep space, and they're picking up signals about it. Picking up signals, and it's from outer space. And my guy, who is the expert on this kind of stuff, told me that it has an ability to speed up and slow down. It's slowing up, and that the signals are changing based upon the speed of what's coming in. Well, that portends something intelligent in terms of control. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we got a whole lot of, what does old Hawk call him, Casey Jones behind the wheel with the throttle wide open, and he's drinking moonshine and on, you know, crack or on methamphetamine, and he's driving all the trains. And all these trains are coming down to Function Junction, and they're coming downhill, you see. And that is part of the reason that I'm going to tell you to get prepared again. And I'm going to keep doing it as much as I can. But here is the key thing. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. So you've got to watch out even amongst and have awareness even amongst your own family, you see, and your own friends or so-called friends. And some of you they shall cause to be put to death. Because, you see, they're going to be so affected, and this is going to get so crazy and so wild and so deadly and so full of death. And you're going to have the earthquakes. You're going to have volcanoes spewing ash all over. The sun will be blotted out, and if the volcanoes don't do it, then Bill Gates is going to have the Harvard scientists use the special planes of the ultra-black military to do it. And then if by chance martial law is declared, whether Trump wins or doesn't win, because there could be circumstances involving terrorism that might be involved in that. And I would point out to you, we've had a craft on the West Coast, which allegedly there's a possibility that that thing may have been burnt allegedly there may have been some sort of tie-in to older to people who had once been involved with the cartels. That's an allegedly possibility. And then the South Korean car carrier transport that had a mysterious fire in it, and then it capsized on the East Coast. We then had a string of incidents or interesting things to where on the NETC, N-E-T-C network, there was all kind of like in a straight line, all kind of level fours at the beginning of the week. Level four is very high, higher detection of a variance in radiation on all of those particular sites that were tracking it. And then we had what? We had in Wichita Falls, we had an armed intruder go into the Wichita Falls State Hospital. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Then all day long, the police were there looking for him and doing that. They were stopping cars, what have you. And I guess they did catch the person because there was an all clear given, but not a lot of details about why, who, what, when, where, and why. Was that a decoy? Because that ain't all that far across town or across the county, whatever, from the Pantex plant where we had what? Back a couple weeks ago, we had a suspicious package. Now, Pantex is where they bring nuclear weapons and warheads to decommission them or to take the material out of them, okay? That kind of thing. There's nuclear warheads and stuff in there. And you would think that that would be one of the highest levels of security. And that they should have had a videotape or something. Unless they all bought their videotapes from the Epstein cell block videotape, you know, vendor. To where they're on the fritz or the glitch. Just the fritz, just the glitch. Now they call it glitch. They used to call it the Fritz because that was from a World War II reference, you see, to the Nazis, to the Germans. But herein, we have a large number of events happening. Then we've got the storms coming off of Africa, just like I said. At the same time, you may have some of the best of times. And the worst of times. So I'm going to tell you, you'd better get right with Lord Jesus. You better repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. The blood of Jesus can wash your sins away. But if you're real dirty, he's going to take a while maybe to do it. But he's going to keep washing them away and cleaning them up. Because you see, who's going to betray you, I talked about. There's going to be a lot of people freak out and get scared, and they're going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their money. There could be riots or terrorist events. There could be tremendous weather problems, hurricanes, etc. There can be what's starting to born is civil war and race wars. If you've not seen the video on Alex Jones' video of downtown Minneapolis in Minnesota there, where they attack individual white people who are just walking by, and a whole group of 6, 8, or 10 of the young African-American kids, the black kids, then go in for the kill and start wailing on them and grab their cell phones and their wallets and all their stuff. And not only that, I saw them run over one guy with the bike. Then they took his pants off. They de-pantsed him. They tried to get his underwear off, you know, and all of that, and he still fought. Then they kept throwing garbage on him and all these things. And I'm telling you, they were stomping their heads and stomping them. And they knocked out several of the people. I thought they killed the one guy. But if you haven't seen that, then there are things happening there that you need to be aware of. They're talking about, Cory Booker's talking about putting an office in his White House to counteract white privilege and white supremacy, you see. They're going to go directly at you if you're white or Caucasian. Now, that is not what you're going to find is going to engender a whole lot of people to improve race relations. Because there we go back to Luke 21, and we go back to Matthew 24, and, you know, nation against nation, you see. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you they shall cause to be put to death. They'll go over to the martial law boys or to the hut, you know, whoever's running the martial law, the military, you see. Which could also be Russian Spetsnaz helping out, or Red Chinese, or United Nations troops. Hands across the water, you see. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And, verse 17, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But then Jesus tells you something really cool. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. You see, you've got to abdicate it, give it up. You've got to give up. I was listening to Tim Alberino. He's talking about birthright and how you can abdicate that birthright, but it can't be taken from you. So the fact is here, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus said, you are in possession of your souls. You are basically that, you see. You do not have to give that up to the devil, but he's going to try to do everything he can do it. If there's a weak area, he's going to come for you. He's going to send his minions at you. Or come direct. And see, the thing is, because you possess your souls, and if you're saved, and if Lord Jesus is your Savior, and if you were to lose your body, if you were to die on this planet, your soul will go to heaven to have eternal life with Lord Jesus. Now, all kind of mysterious waves, geological waves, have been rocking across Oklahoma since June, I guess. Strange waves. Well, let me tell you something. These things can be put into the earth with the Tesla howitzers, the scalar interferometers, all the different things. Signals. I've also heard that in the Atlantis Rising that I talked to you about years ago and wrote a hawk tally. That was probably about 2005, 2006. Some people have been listening all that long. And Brother Quayle published that, in which my signal intelligence person told me the frequency and the pulse rates and all of the different things of an anomaly that was coming up almost like ancient machinery being turned on off the East Coast in that Bermuda Triangle area off the coast of Florida that was actually causing some of the GPS points in terms of GPS systems to change in a sense. It was altering space and time to a certain degree. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to come to a time when there is going to be all-out war on this planet and in the heavens, and you're going to see all of the things come to pass, because war is going to be about acts of God type warfare. But it's also going to be street gangs and hordes of people who are hungry and want to come and take what you have. And politicians who are communist, demonic rats, who want to take all your guns because they want to be able to put you into the grinder, you see. Because they're answering the call of Lucy. They're answering the call of the devil themselves. Now, here's what George Washington had to say on being armed. George Washington, of course, if you were listening to the Department of Homeland Security trainer or human sacrifice trainer back in the 90s in Kansas City, Missouri, when he gave it to the fire departments from Kansas and Missouri and the police departments, and it was videotaped, and Alex Jones put it on a video back then, you see. I wish we were still back to the old video days, because I could duplicate those and I could pass out 20 of them on a weekend and just give them to people, and people could go home and watch them. I don't know how to dupe a CD or DVD and all that stuff, and don't have the right things on the computers and whatever it is. You see, that was a technology they didn't like us to have, so they went supposedly to the better technology. But here's what George Washington said about being armed. A free people not ought only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. Now, that is George Washington. Now, according to the DHS trainer, George Washington and the other founding fathers were terrorists. You see, if you listen to the DHS trainer, you should still be living under the British monarchy, okay? With no freedom of speech, no freedom of assembly. And even in Great Britain, they got rid of the Magna Carta. So that is what the DHS is up to, in violation of the Constitution, and certainly in violation of the spirit of the Bill of Rights, the spirit of 1776. But now we're going to mix all this stuff up with the Luciferians and with the possibilities, not the possibility, with the probability that you're going to see spacecraft and wars and things coming down, and you're going to see attempts, perhaps, of giant craft landing or hovering over Earth, and it's going to consume everybody. It's going to be the big Magilla. You won't be able to work when the giant crafts are up above and then the boys are beaming down saying, oh, we're the Space Brothers. We're here to heal your cancer and to heal all of your things and make your life just so wonderful because Jesus sent us, right? Or Muhammad sent us, or Brahma sent us, or this one sent us, or Vishnu sent us, or Buddha sent us, you see, or Wakataka sent us, you see. Whatever it is. This is like the old Operation Bluebeam, but this is going to be for real, you see. So how do you defeat it? Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Michael Lake's saying, well, you better have whatever it is that you've got, you better get the muscle memory of what the Lord affords you, the Word, and being saved, and how to pray, okay? At the same time, whatever you can put into your hands will be necessary as well. And there are things that you can do to Genesis 6 giants and aliens and what have you. And the fact that David hit the old Goliath right between the eyes with the stone. Well, you think you might put a copper round right there? Or four or five or six copper rounds, at least to knock him down. Then you better have your machete or your katana sword you can pull out and slice his old gourd off and kick it on down the road and look for another one. Now, you see, people, this stuff is out of the world or out of this world, but in watching the Branson Conference, some of it today, that was one of the messages they're trying to convey to the people. There, the preachers and the pulpits and the churches are not talking about anything about the end times and about exactly what Lord Jesus had to say about it. And the disciples have to say about it, what Revelation has to say about it. But here's the one thing I can tell you. Chapter 14 of John. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he, listen to this now, listen up out there, Jesus is saying this, verse 12, chapter 14 of John, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He's saying that you can stand, and that he's giving you this marvelous opportunity, and telling you to take authority, and that you're going to be able to do works, because he's going to be with the Father, you see. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Would you like to see Lord Jesus? There you go, right there. And I'm going to tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and warning the remnant, because I'm not necessarily the guy for the beginning person who's saying, well, is there a new world order or what? Maybe there's something going on. Now, we're a little beyond that, because you could just read Drudge and get that, couldn't you? Couldn't you just get that by your own speculation or just saying, oh, I could even watch CBS News and tell that it's not quite like it used to be. Well, I'm beyond all of that, because I like to talk to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And I'm going to give you another piece of advice that I've given you many times. If you're trying to convince your third brother-in-law's cousin's mother-in-law, or even your father or your mom or your own child, and they do not have ears to hear or eyes to see, then the first thing I would do is tell you to quit talking to them about it. Don't talk. But what you could do is get them a book, get them a video, get them something, get them one of Steve Quayle's books or DVD sets, you know, Angels and Demons. Order up as quick as you can the pre-done DVD set that's going to be from this conference. Or order the ones from the previous conference on the Gen 6 Giants. And on the previous one of that of the, Terminated, you know. The End of Man is Near with all the Terminators and the cyborgs and the robots. And all of the Borg stuff, you know. The AI and all of that. So you might give them that and say, here you go. I've got to go on down the line here. I'm not going to preach to you about it anymore. I've tried 1,000 times. But here's this, and it's up to you now. And then here's about 5 or 10 Bible verses if you could start with. Maybe you could read them. And then go on down the road and find somebody receptive. Your other child might be receptive. Your uncle and aunt might be receptive, okay? Or the person at the gas station, or the lady behind the lunch counter, you know, or the meat cutter at the grocery store, you know, the butcher. I've actually talked to a local butcher and got him involved, and he's now storing food and firearms and all of it, and now he's started to become somebody on himself, and he spreads the word. I know Lady J down there in the Smokies, down there in North Carolina and Tennessee, up in the high mountains up in there. She's told all kind of people to start storing food and the canned food and to take food home and get canned goods and to put it back. And I pray for Lady J and her husband, who has some difficulties right now, and it's a hard situation. Lord Jesus, will you touch them, and will you provide them with guidance, and will you then give them all of the items they need to restore the health or to provide the proper scenario for all of them in the end times, you see. And old Bob out there, Bob, you do them rehab exercises, just better do them right, or Maggie's going to be on you. Bob got a new knee. Well, he's going to get it proofed up good, and I'll tell you what, then when they try to kick him, they won't be able, they're going to bust their own foot, and he can whoop up on them. But you got to get a rehab, Bob. God bless you. To all my friends out there, I love you all. But we're going to see stuff you can't believe. And I tell you, it looks like President Trump and the Chinese, the negotiators, have maybe done some things to make it a little bit more favorable in terms of the trade agreements. But I believe it when I see it. Because at the same time, Nadler and Pelosi and all of them are going to try to jam Trump, and impeach him. And then I still don't see all the stuff coming out and the rumors about they're going to get McCabe. Well, what about Comey? What about Brennan? What about Clapper? Clap on, clap off. What about them? What about Hillary? What about Obama? What about Fusion GPS? What about Baker? What about Strzok, Page, Priestab, Halpern, all of them? They conspired. Everybody was conspiring to overthrow and to do a coup d'etat on a duly elected president of the United States. And I told you that Barr would all sound real good, and it'd be real smooth, but there'd be limited hangouts. and attempts to see that, oh, it might come down. And we're going to do it, but we got to wait for the new report. We got to wait for that and all these different items. Well, let me just tell you one more time, people. If they do not indict and put in jail Comey and all these people, McCabe and all the people that lied, committed perjury to the FBI, I heard Jay Sekulow say it, President Trump's attorney. These guys, they're saying they use the term or the phrase, you know, misspoke or lack of candor. He said, no, the charge is lying. It's perjury. And if they don't put anybody in jail, and I mean a great number of them, then the American people are going to be done with you. FBI, they're already done with you, okay? CIA, all you boys, all the hut-hut people are done with you, okay? Because we have to go by what the Declaration of Independence has to say, which is still the law of the land. I'm going to repeat it again. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning us, meaning the Americans, meaning the people in the United States, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. And I will tell you, if you do not get food and water purification or filtration, you know, a Berkey filtration system or Katadyn's, and I think that you should be redundant. I think you should have a portable filtration system to put in a backpack. I think you should have your Berkey with the black Berkey filters. And I also think that you should have the Aguamera, the aerobic 7 drops, other means, the halozone tablets, all the other means of purifying, or, you know, certain number of drops of unscented, you know, chlorine bleach to kill the crap that's in the water, the protozoans, the bacteria, the viruses, the different items. And if nothing else, you better have something that you can start a small fire and boil the water in it. But you should have all of the above capabilities. And oh, I'm telling you, if you do not have firearms, if you do not have a 12-gauge pump shotgun, you do not have a, you can, and you don't have to have an AR-15 or M4 style platform or an AK-47, you know, semi-automatic type. You don't have to have that. Nothing wrong with them, believe me. And you might want to have both of them if you had a lot of money, but if you don't, you could also get a real decent, scoped rifle, bolt action, and if you can get some good rounds down range, and you got a 308 or a 30-06 or a 270 or a, you know, whatever it might be, you know, even if it's an old 8mm Mauser, which you can still get some of those Mausers that are antiques and shoot not too bad. Or some of the old Springfields, or some of the old Enfields. But get something you can put fire down range, 500, 600, 700 yards, maybe if you could, 1,000 yards. Or if you got a 338 Lapua, or something like that, you see, you can go down a little bit further yet. But if you get good at that, then you can have your small little fire and be up in the cave, and you can have the lookout. And if somebody's coming up to get you, you can just take care of them down by the gate, you see, down way below, and then go back, pay it no never mind, and go back to eating your, you know, Spam and your chunky soup. Please, ladies and gentlemen, get prepared. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I sure hope you do. Any assistance is most needed and most welcome. Can be FRNs, metals, silver, gold. Be a silver dollar, could be a silver dime, you see. FRNs, easy. Check, money order, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to use horses, and many people are, or mules, you might need to get good saddle. And I mean one that'll last you and you can ride till the cows come home. Out in the old arroyos or up in the high country. Or you may need panniers or saddlebags or a rifle scabbard or a holster. You may need a knife for biting or for skinning. You may need an extra one for your boot, whatever it might be, with a scabbard or any other thing made out of leather, you see. Could be saddlebags for an ATV or side-by-side or whatever. Or your panniers for your pack mule or your pack horses. SharpSaddles.com. 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 Go and see it. Get you something on order. Order it right now. Order it prior to Christmas. Order it now and get it coming to you. And Brother Quail, you see, he's doing a heck of a job. And that Branson Conference is sold out. I mean, the crowd is so big down there. And very good crowd. Exceptional crowd. And it's so powerful, you see, that this morning they had a little situation where one of the speakers had had a visit, apparently, the night before or whatever, or a couple days ago, from the Men in Black, threatening them not to go to the conference, one of the speakers. And so they've had difficulty getting out on planes and various things, you see. And then they had a power outage for a while this morning. But you see, that's just the devil trying to come at people, and the people down there have overcome. And the people down there will take authority and rebuke in the name of Jesus, you see. The devil or his minions or his demons or any of these aliens or any of the E-I-E-I-O boys and girls, which apparently I saw that Dave Hodges apparently spotted a couple that were trailing him down there today. But don't you worry about that. If you're in that crew down there, let me tell you, Lord Jesus is on your side, and that's all you need to know. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you can go up to stevequail.com and click over to Gen 6, G-E-N-S-I-X, or you can go to gen6.com, and you can order the streaming video. You can still get tomorrow's, and then even by tomorrow you'll have usually the video on demand of what was taking place today. So you get to watch the video on demand of it. Or if you don't have time to watch it streaming, you can order and get you the DVDs that they'll make at the close of the conference. And they'll do those all up and get them all sent. And then they'll send them out to you, and, you know, shortly, as quick as they can. And use that information. I got a friend of mine, he's a crazy old horse is what he is, and he keeps telling me about different shotguns and different items. Brother, I'm telling you, they need a shotgun, they need a rifle, and they need a revolver and a pistol. And that's all there is to it. You need a handgun, you need a pump shotgun, or something that's easy to work. All right? Whether it's a Mossberg, a Defender, a, you know, an 870, whatever it might be. Or like he's talking about here, a Kalashnikov K-12 shotgun. You can get a drum of 25 rounds or a box, you see. Brother, you're ready out there. I know you are. And you should be. Ladies and gentlemen, go to stevequayle.com up there. And if you can, and if you've got your preps done, if you've got your food, you got food for 6 months, a year, or do you have it for 3.5 years of like a tribulation, a great tribulation period? Or if you've got one extra week, or you can buy and all you can get is one extra can of chunky soup or Progresso soup, then you see that gives a ration for one person for a day. You can split that in two and have two meals out of it. If you threw in some dandelion greens or collard greens or poke salad or whatever it might be, or some edible flour, okay? And you'd have to look those up to see what they are, but you might start growing them in your backyard, you see? But if you've got all of that handled, then you go on to, you know, water purification, and you go on to making sure that you've got all the medical supplies. Do you have the, you know, the blood clot stuff? Do you have the bandages? Do you have all of the, you know, medical kits? Do you have the suture kit? Okay. All the different items that you might need. If somebody in the family is going to have a baby or is pregnant and you're coming up on that time, do you have the items necessary to do a birth in the field? And the booklets and the medical and first aid literature of how to do that. The combat surgery deals, the Dr. Joe Alton's got some great books, you know, and ditch medicine, where there is no doctor, where there is no dentist. There's all kind of good literature that you might want to put back. Because I'm going to tell you what, I want you to be victorious, and Lord Jesus wants you to endure until the end, you see. Because we're the ones that are out here, and most of the people on this planet are not working for Lord Jesus. They're working for the other dude. Or they're just going to try to hide in the shadows and just going to keep their heads down, you see. That ain't going to work. This thing is going to be all-consuming and so big that you better have, as best as you can, be ready for every contingency. And then when the time comes, you put on the full armor of God. And then you put on your own body armor, your own shin guards, you see. Your own bullet vest, bulletproof vest or body armor. Then you take up your firearm. You got your K-bar knife and you got your machete or your katana blade sharp. And then you stand your ground and you make your defensive perimeter, or you figure out how to go on the offense. Because I'm going to tell you what, there's no defense like a good offense, you see. A good offense will give you the defense. And take it and gain ground on those who would be enemies of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord has given you power and dominion over serpents and scorpions. And all the power of the wicked ones. So I'm going to tell you what, if you notice any of that, they kind of look like a scorpion, well, they kind of look like a serpent, well, you better understand what you got power over. And do not let somebody come and take your family away. Do not let somebody come and take your home, your vehicles, and to steal your wife or your husband or your children. I don't know why they want to steal your husband, ladies, but, you know. Unless they were the you know, jig your booty types, the ones running for presidential office, you know, out of South Bend. But what I'm trying to say is, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus against this evil. Hold the ground until he comes back. Because when he comes back and he comes with his mighty angels out of heaven, he's going to come with a sword in his mouth. And his white robe is dipped in blood. And he's going to come with a whole group of angels. And they're going to come to the plain of Armageddon. And they're going to take it to the army of 200 million. Who will be arrayed against Jesus and against the angels and against our Father in heaven. And if you can, then you can stand up and hold till they come. Because when they come, they're going to annihilate them. And they're going to send them. And you Luciferians out there, you worshiping the Lucy, all you people in government, all you people in the top of the intelligence world and the military that are Luciferians, that are worshiping and trying to bring this on and subjugate American people and other people to try to grind them under the mill for Lucifer. Well, then let me tell you something. Do you hear your career dissipation light blinking? Do you see it blinking? Do you hear the beema, 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 the East German siren of your demise? When Lord Jesus and Archangel Michael and Gabriel and all of them come, and if I'm still around, I'm going to be coming with them on the side. And old brother Greg Evenson's liable to jump out of heaven in his jump boots. And all my good friends, my old Blue Water Navy buddies, okay? And all my Marine Corps buddies and all the people and all them hiding up there in the kudzu. Just let them come and try to take ya. Don't go into their loose period night without a fight. Stand up, ladies and gentlemen, mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and Fandango Rangers. Oh, Mickey. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey, don't you? May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and provide you super abundance so that you can prepare tonight and tomorrow and get ready. Good night.